This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your...
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very excited to have you with me. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I hope that you will stay tuned to us. I need to give you some news. This will be our last broadcast here in the Ohio area on Truth Broadcast Network. We will be starting on Monday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. We're going to a three-hour morning format. You can get all the information about that and where you can listen at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You'll also be able to listen and watch at the site, as you can do, and many of you probably are right now. We have a huge amount of viewers that watch our program on TECNTV.com via our website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, where the TECNTV.com player is on. Great programming there that's playing 24 hours a day. There's different programming that's playing, and encourage you to check that out. But some really cool changes, and I'm very, very excited. And that'll start on Independence Day. It's not the 4th of July. I know that's the date, but it's actually Independence Day. And I've got a big anniversary coming up, by the way, next week. Next Wednesday, 5 years. 5 years ago, I saved my daughter's life and was involved in an accident at 55 miles an hour. And I'll talk more about that, I don't know, at some point. But at any rate, you can learn more about that if you don't know. I died four times. Had to undo my seatbelt and dive across the car to save her life and knock down tools coming through the windshield at 55 miles an hour, and broke nearly every bone in my body except for my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. But by the grace of God, we're here, and it's just truly a miraculous thing. All right, hour number one, we began with Don Jans. We talked about the incredible Supreme Court decisions that have happened over the course of the last roughly 8 days. Everything from the defense of our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, the right to life, the dismantling of substantive due process that was pointed out by Justice Thomas, which means that the tyrants that have been legislating from the judicial bench and the idea of judicial supremacy has been voided by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. In addition to that, we also had the case of Coach Kennedy and religious freedom, the case of school choice. And so if your kids are in school being indoctrinated, get them out. You can choose to send them somewhere else, and you can take your taxpayer money with you. And then finally, the EPA case, which isn't really about the EPA. It is, but it's not really about climate change. No, no, no. What this does, ladies and gentlemen, is it stops these administrative state kangaroo courts. Our friend Michael Dougherty wrote a great book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. I encourage you to get it. A $25 donation, by the way, to the ministry, and I'll mail one to you. You can make that at paypal.me/PastorGreg. Paypal.me/PastorGreg. $25. I'll send you a copy of this book. But it talks about his battle with the FTC and the kangaroo courts. And this ruling by the United States Supreme Court says that these kangaroo courts must follow the Constitution, and that these kangaroo entities like BLM and the EPA and the FTC and the FDA must now absolutely 100% come under the legislative and the control of our Congress. It's huge, huge. So I've written about it. You'll see that at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. All right, I'm going to share something, and then I want to introduce my next guest to you. The J6 committee hearings and the witch hunt are treason. Treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill or overthrow the sovereign or government. The goal of this committee is to vilify and overthrow we the people. Prosecution in the absence of evidence. Our Constitution is clear as to who created it and who are the sovereigns. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Our country has been taken over via fixed elections and amoral apathy to God-granted life, liberty, and happiness. We the people do not hate each other. As Christians, we pray for the unbeliever and desire that they would know how much God loves them and how they are valued. Guns are defenses against tyrants and wicked people whose souls are under the occupation by demonic forces, yet even they can be saved. Schumer and Pelosi are evil and need to be arrested and delivered. The DNC is an evil, but so are the highest ranks of the GOP and most of the church. Revival in America will only start in our hearts. Let God in through Jesus Christ. Repent and receive his life-changing resurrection power. Let your old sin nature be crucified and receive your new nature through being born again in Jesus Christ. Evil has been defeated. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and that is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Most people on January 6th went to D.C. to say this evil cannot be let to stand. We won't stand by and let evil win. Families showed up. People were praying and speaking and were prepared to reason with the usurpers. But the evil ones had a plan and they enacted it. Every person on this J6 committee should be arrested and tried. And this man, retired Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, knew the truth, and his oath bound him to, as Sergeant-at-Arms, arrest most of the Senate and put them in prison to await trial. He knew that the paid agitators would lead back to the very people holding this treasonous exercise. I believe that's why he is dead. And this video is Michael Stenger stating the evidence shows there were paid agitators and that he believes that is what needs to be investigated. Psalm 94:6 declares, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity?" I welcome Jeff Zink to the program. Jeff, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I'm glad to be here, and what a great statement. You know, it also reminds me of Ephesians 2:8-9, which God saved you by his grace when you believe, and you can't take credit for this, for it's the gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for good things that we have done, but also none of us can boast about it. You know, that's one of the things that we need to understand as Christians is that God came from heaven to earth through Jesus Christ. He died on a cross for our sins, because we are completely incapable of doing anything whatsoever to save ourselves. He had to save us. The free gift of believing that he did that is all it takes for us to enter into the gates of heaven and live eternity with Christ. So it's really important. And as we sit and we look at what is truth, one of the things that I have stated over and over at the J6 people is this. When I went there, I wanted to see the government in action. I wanted to see it actually work the way it's supposed to, and our Constitution work the way it's supposed to. What I saw was that agitators that Michael had just talked, read about, They were actually there. They actually were causing problems. We had pictures and video of them where they were actually putting on Trump paraphernalia, the hats, the flags, and stuff. But beforehand, they weren't. Weren't in that. So they were actually putting that on. And then when they went in, they were at the forefront. They're the ones that actually engaged with the Capitol Police. No one around me did that. And then, of course, what happened in the end was that we videotaped one person breaking in windows. My son then is arrested for videoing and observing what was taking place. He didn't go inside. He was with me 100% of the time. The kid that did all this finally got prosecuted. He is serving four months in prison. He's going to have 3 years probation, and he has to pay $2,921 restitution back.
Wait a minute. Give me his sentencing again. 4 months in prison and how many years probation?
Three years.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Simone Gold, the doctor, who in the video that Nick Searcy did, and it's really a shame because she has said, you know, she regrets being there and so on and so forth. But her statements in that video of what they did, how they broke into her home, what happened to her, how she and her assistant were essentially pushed into the rotunda and that whole situation, which her actions were all peaceful actions. And yet, if I'm not mistaken, I think she got a harsher sentencing and a harsher term than the individual who actually caused the damage.
Exactly. Well, and that's the problem that I've been stating since day one. In this country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. In this today's society, under this administration, you are guilty until proven Democrat. And that's the difference.
Absolutely. So, my. Boy, make that statement again. You are guilty. And it's not until you're proven either Democrat or you're proven establishment. I was mentioning in our last segment, I don't know if you saw this, I had Cheryl Chumley on from Washington Times yesterday, Representative Adam Kinzinger, who's supposed to be a Republican, called Lauren Boebert a Christian Taliban.
Right. Well, and you're also hearing the term Christian nationalist. And what they're trying to do is that, and we know this, I mean, if people have been reading the Bible and you've read Revelation, then you're going to start knowing that the world is going to turn against the Christians and the Jews. And so this is starting to play into that prophecy that we have. But you also have to understand that he who is, you know, from heaven, and I'm paraphrasing this, but from heaven is greater than he who is below the earth, which is Satan. So God is greater than Satan.
Right.
And so he who dwells inside of us is greater than those that are of the world.
And that's out of First John 5. We're going into a break, Jeff. But yeah, that's out of First John 5 as well, brother. Absolutely. And, and you know, when you were saying earlier about, you know, by grace we're saved, you know, one of my favorite verses, it's a life verse, I guess, and I encourage people to declare this every day. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's Galatians 2:20, and I encourage you to memorize it. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Jeff Zink. I need to ask this. I forgot, sir, to ask you, and I apologize. You are still running for Congress, correct?
I am.
Okay.
In fact, I'm the only Republican that I don't have a primary. So August the 2nd, I get to move past it. And I'm going against Ruben Gallego, who's a 8-year term congressman.
Okay.
That has got a very bad record, and he's a Marxist, communist, socialist congressman.
All right, so it's Jeff4Congress.com. I've got it up on the screen, brother, but I thought, because, you know, I know, and I'm not able to keep up on every race and every primary and so on, and so I felt terrible, and then I realized it's still there, and I thought, well, I'm going to leave it there, and then at some point I would just ask you about it. So there it is, folks. Jeff Zink, Z-I-N-K, Jeff Zink, the number 4Congress.com. Please check that out, and you know, if you got $5 or whatever, throw it his way. It would be a huge blessing. So, and Jeff and his son were there on January the 6th, as many were there. I mean, you look at the crowds, some estimate the crowds might have been as high as up in the millions. I don't know how many were there, but there were a lot of people that were there, and of course they didn't want to show you that, but you see that. And we played at the beginning of the segment, in the in between, the trailer for Capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, the movie, which is Nick Searcy's documentary that has these interviews, and there's a couple of guys that are in there, Tony and Derek. They minister together at their church. They minister to the homeless. They're just a couple of great Christian guys that showed up and were there rendering first aid. And Tony's 13-year-old daughter was put in handcuffs and put on her knees in front of her own property. Derek's daughter was grabbed and pulled out of her home in sleepwear, in a tank top and shorts, and stuck out on the street. A gun turret was pointed at Tony Gonzalez's neighbors. Jeff, your son had a similar horrific experience. Tell us what happened to him.
Well, on February the 4th at 3 o'clock in the morning, the FBI served a no-knock warrant where they used a big truck that literally tore the front end of his house out. Then the FBI entered into the home through the open hole that they had created there, and then flashbanged my son and his dog, arrested him. And the thing is that they made so much noise. It's a good thing that they woke the neighbors up, and the neighbor came over and was able to take, Capo, Ryan's dog, and care for it, because they just took him out. And then he spent a week in Lubbock because there was snow and they couldn't actually get out of Lubbock at the time. But, then he was then transferred to the Gulag in Washington, D.C., where he spent 6 weeks there. And the Gulag, let me describe the things that are taking place there, because these are POWs. They are prisoners of war. You need to understand that. He was in isolation. He was not allowed to get out of isolation for 3 to 5 days average. He was not allowed to shower. He was not allowed to shave. He was restricted. Most of the time, he said that he would get 3 eggs and mayonnaise, and that was considered a meal, and he was only given 1 meal a day. So he would literally take an egg in the morning, at noon, and at night, so that he would have something to eat 3 times, but it was 3 eggs. How would you like to live on that? So this is the treatment that is going on. And let me also tell people that they have monetized the prison systems, and the guards are not American citizens. They are foreign people brought in by the people that own the rights to the prison themselves. And so they would go in at 9 o'clock when the prisoners would start saying the Pledge of Allegiance and singing the national anthem. They would enter into their cells, and my son would describe that they would be beating them to prevent them to say the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem. Where there needs to be an outcry of what's going on. 455 days they've been incarcerated without being charged, most of them, and they did nothing wrong. So we are talking about people that are being imprisoned, and we need to be telling your congressmen, your senators and stuff, that they need to be released, that these are American citizens.
Actually, quite frankly, Jeff, the sheriffs in those counties where these facilities are need to gather a posse, and they need to go in and take them out. The sheriffs in the counties where these facilities exist have the constitutional right. They need to gather a posse, whatever size force is necessary, and they need to take these citizens that are being held hostage in their counties out. Otherwise, they are in violation of their oath and derelict of duty. So that's so call your sheriff.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. Well, I'm very, 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 very pleased to catch up with my next guest because he is jetting across America and igniting fires of patriotism and awakening people to our Christian biblical roots. He has what is called Reawaken America rallies all across the country. I've been, and they are incredible. And I want to welcome Clay Clark to the program. Clay, welcome. Good to have you.
I really do appreciate you allowing me to be here. And I just encourage everybody out there today, assume everything I am saying is wrong. And if you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. Everything I say on today's show will be cited right there at time2freeamerica.com.
We've had some good news with regards to the Supreme Court and decisions that have been made over the last 8 days. The Second Amendment case and the right to keep and bear arms that has been re-granted in New York. The school choice decision, the Dobbs decision in particular, substantive due process being unwound so that there's not a judicial tyranny that the Supreme Court is going to recognize and allow to continue, the religious liberty decision, as well as the freedom of life decision, and then the remanding back, I guess it was four or five blue states whose cases were remanded back, but the Supreme Court saying you need to change your opinion as it relates to the Second Amendment. So a lot of really good stuff. And then the EPA case, which isn't about climate change or the EPA, but more specifically about the administrative state that Michael Dougherty has been harping about for the 10 years that I've known him, and about the unconstitutional rogue entities, the BLM, the FTC, the FDA, the EPA, and so on. And now they have been told you will follow the Constitution and you will come under the representation and the auspices of Congress, whom you should have been under all along. Those are all great things, Clay, but we still got to get back to the real root of our nation, and that's God.
Exactly. Well, this is what happens is, and Clarence Thomas is a very wise individual, and I'm paraphrasing, so I apologize if I don't have the actual quote in front of me, but Clarence Thomas talks about how North is North, regardless of, you know, who agrees with you, who's mad at you about it, no matter what the mob says, North is North, you know? And at the end of the day, you have God versus Satan, truth versus lies. That's where we find ourselves. And so let me give you an example. On 15 months ago, if you go to time2freeamerica.com, folks, and click on the monkeypox button at time2freeamerica.com, you're going to click on the monkeypox button right there. You'll find a report written by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. And this document was written 15 months ago, prophesying or predicting or guessing that there would be a monkeypox outbreak beginning on May 15th of 2022. And lo and behold, guess what? There was a monkeypox outbreak that began in May of 2022. Now, the monkeypox the outbreak was prophesied and predicted by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, and they're funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. What? You mean the same Bill and Melinda Gates that said there would be an outbreak of COVID-19? You mean the same kind of event 201 where they role-played a video of how they would roll this out to the public? Yes. You mean they're going to be using the same PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction test, to inflate the cases to cause more fear? Yes. You mean the media is going to set the narrative that it's not as deadly as we thought? It just primarily affects people with elderly people with comorbidities in Italy. COVID-19 is only dangerous for people with comorbidities that are elderly. And they say, oh, what do you know? It affects more people. Oh, it's mutating. Remember all that narrative before with COVID-19?
Yep, they're doing
it again right now. However, now they're actually saying, the World Health Organization, folks, everyone go to Google and look this up. Type in monkeypox and climate change. They're actually saying at the World Health Organization that the monkeypox virus is mutating right now due to climate change. And Yuval Noah Harari, who is sort of like the leader.
Say that name again. Yuval, I've talked about him before. Noah, this guy is the personification of evil.
He is the, listen to this, folks, his name, Yuval Noah Harari. He is the lead advisor for Klaus Schwab. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, Harvard, Stanford, MIT. Write this down, folks. Yuval, listen to this. Yuval in Hebrew is Jubal. And by the way, he writes and reads in Hebrew, Yuval. And so Yuval, his name in Hebrew is Jubal. And Jubal was the first son of the first sexually perverse person in the Bible by the name of Lamech. So if you open up your Bible to Genesis, you read about Lamech, L-A-M-E-C-K. Lamech's son was Jubal. So you have Jubal, descendant of Cain. Noah, like as in the days of Noah. Harari means mountain. So Yuval Noah Harari is literally prophesying He prophesied COVID-19. He prophesied a one world government. He prophesied lockdowns. He prophesied the ending of democracy. He prophesied turning humans into hackable animals. And this guy did a TED Talks interview that everyone can watch tonight on YouTube, where he said the only way to stop the apocalypse, and I'm quoting, the apocalypse, is to impose a 2% worldwide tax.
All right, now listen to this also, relative to who's running America. The White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, and Susan Rice meet with Obama at his Colorama mansion before the daily White House senior staff meeting every single day to get their marching orders from Obama before they walk down to Pennsylvania Avenue and give the marching orders to our supposed usurpous leadership. That's what's going on, Clay, and I know you're aware of that.
Yes, and I would say for everybody out there is, you know, the Yuval Noah Harari, he was first introduced to the world by Barack Hussein Obama. I don't know if people know that.
Hello.
Barack Obama.
Hello.
Check this out. Barack Obama was not going to become the president of the United States because his pastor was Jeremiah Wright, and people were discovering that Barack Obama was not a credible person and that he was not who he said he was. People were discovering who he really was. But he needed an endorsement, okay? But Barack Obama needed an endorsement to win. And so he got an endorsement from Rick Warren. Remember Rick Warren, purpose-driven life, purpose-driven church, Rick Warren? That same Rick Warren who's part of the World Economic Forum.
You mean the enemies within the church, Rick Warren? Is that the guy you're talking about?
That's the guy, Rick Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Warren,
he
gave a platform to Obama. And Obama said, check this out, at the peak of Obama's presidential career, he comes out where the whole world's listening, and he says, probably the best author that he's read is an Israeli author by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. Did you know that Yuval Noah Harari has now sold 40 million copies of his book, and he is considered to be the number one academic in the world?
It's absolutely, utterly dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, what's taking place. But here, the good news, and I wrote about this on my blog, talking about the hope for America. The good news is that Clarence Thomas and the Supreme Court, which was put into place by President Donald John Trump, has restored, I believe, our constitutional republic. It's shaken off and dusted off God's crown and restored that through school choice, through the Joe Kennedy decision, through the Dobbs decision, through the retracting of substantive due process, through the destruction of these kangaroo administrative state courts. The Supreme Court has said, we are going to return America to the people, and we are going to put America back under God. But Clay, it's up to us. We the people have to recognize we've got to start looking in the mirror, realizing who we are, created in the image of God, and then we've got to start acting accordingly.
I 100% agree with you. And I want to give an example. I have a family member that was in Boy Scouts. Remember Boy Scouts, where there was boys that were scouts, called Boy Scouts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
before they turned?
And so I was asked the question by the family member. They said, what are your thoughts? This was years ago, but before COVID-19, we're talking about a decade ago. I was about 31 years old, 32. And they said, what do you think about the girls who are now in Boy Scouts? And I said, you as your group, your scout group, you need to block it and make it impossible for the girl to be in Boy Scouts.
Right.
And they thought I was crazy. And I said, what are you saying? And they go, well, she really wants to be a part of it. You know, it's always an emotional argument, by the way. And it's just her dream is to be in the Boy Scouts. And you know, she's going to have her parents go with her. And it's always an emotional argument. So I want to encourage people to understand, whenever you stand up for the truth, the emotional argument will always get used. So I'm going to give people a history lesson, okay? In 1971, the World Economic Forum was founded, right? It was an emotional argument that the world needed some type of global government. So it started by Klaus Schwab per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger.
All right, hold that. We're going into a break. So hold that. We're going to give you this background on the World Economic Forum. And more importantly, what does that mean for us? We'll be back with more on this right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Stay tuned for more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually
by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Clay Clark, and he is the president of Time to Free America. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Time to Free America. Dot com, and you can get the documentation he's talking about as well. You were beginning to talk to us about the formation, Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum. Go ahead, please, if you would, and continue that education. It's so important.
Yeah, well, the World Economic Forum was founded in 1971 per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, and it was founded by Klaus Schwab, okay? Also, 1971. And by the way, all this is found at timetofreeamerica.com. In 1971, America got off of the gold standard, God's money, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. So Richard Nixon got us off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. In 1971, America began sacrificing babies to bail. What? 1971, America began sacrificing babies to bail, a.k.a. abortion. In 1971, the Pope completed the construction of the convention center, the convention hall, which many call the Snake Building. So if you just type in Pope Snake Building, you can see the building that was constructed to resemble the head of a snake, thus pledging allegiance to something other than God with the Pope's audience hall. Look it up, folks. Type it in. Don't believe me. Type in Pope Snake Building. You'll see it. In 1971, Rules for Radicals, the book often quoted and cited by the Clinton family, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. The book Rules for Radicals was written in 1971 and dedicated to Lucifer. Am I kidding? No, it was actually dedicated to Lucifer in 1971. And finally, Dark Side. There's a comic book series called Dark Side, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D. Dark Side, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D. This comic was created in 1971 prophesying the events related to COVID-19. Lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, forced vaccinations, eliminating free will. Look it up, the Dark Side comic book series. And so guess what happened to tip off the world that the plan began? Right before COVID-19, the pandemic, was announced, a song was recorded called Dark Side, spelled the same way, featuring a song written in Chinese by an artist by the name of Grimes and an artist by the name of Pan, like pandemic. And the song is recorded in Chinese, and if you translate the lyrics to English, Dark Side prophesied COVID-19, eliminating free will by putting RNA-modifying nanotechnology. So you say, what's the good news here? Well, the good news is this, is that their plan was launched in 1971, and they were working on this thing for, you know, at least a century that I can find on my research. They were literally working on this plan together. But guess what? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, wasn't born yesterday. The Bible wasn't written in 1971 or 1965 or 1950 or 1910. For over 2,000 years, we've been proclaiming the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you'll open up your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you can understand the agenda of Yuval Noah Harari. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. If you open up your Bible to Revelation, you'll understand what is in those Bill Gates cryptocurrency patents, W02020606006. If you read Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, you will see the obsession of the deep state and using 666, and you'll see why the Google Chrome logo is now 666, why CERN has the logo 666, why the World Economic Forum uses the logo 666, why the Google Chrome logo is now 666, why Congress is working on legislation called HR 6666. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing the personification, the physical manifestation of this battle between spiritual wickedness in high places, this demons and versus angels and Satan versus Jesus. We're seeing it now happen in our lifetime, and it is one of the most exciting / terrifying times to be alive, because it turns out the Bible is real.
And the good news is we win. The right. Good news is, and not only do we win, and I think, Clay, that is the biggest misnomer, is the idea that victory is somewhere down the road in the future. Victory is in the here and now. It's right now. 1 John 5 declares, who is he who has overcome but Christ? And who overcomes the world? Those who are in Christ Jesus. We have a problem, I believe, in Christendom, and one of the reasons why the church, why Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul and Pastor Craig, why they talk about enemies within the church, because they believe and are proving that the church does not believe that Jesus Christ completed a mission on the cross with his death and then his resurrection. There was a completed work that was done. He's coming back, yes, to bring the judgment, but we should be walking in what Christ has already given us, which is the kingdom of heaven and the message of repentance, which will set people free. Why does the church embrace homosexuality? It's interesting you mentioned 1971, brother, because what I've seen in the 1960s is when our seminaries and our academic were taken over by atheists and communists, and they began creating and implementing the plans that Patrick Wood talks about were put out in the late 1800s, but the implementation of them was in the 1960s, and the manifestation of them is in the events that you've described here today in 1971.
You're correct. And the book Rules for Radicals serves as essentially a handbook or a guidebook to teach people on the planet Earth how to use an emotional argument to win over Judeo-Christian principles. It's basically how to use an emotional argument to justify the murdering of babies. And the book is dedicated to Lucifer. It's called Rules for Radicals. It's quoted often by the Clintons. So if you're listening right now, folks, if you want to know about medical fraud, election fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, and you just want to get back to God, I can't think of another event where you're going to see the preachers and teachers, the pastors, the lawyers, the military folks, all the patriots that are in the fight than by going to one of the Reawaken America Tour events. And we have two final confirmed events. We've got Eric Trump coming to Virginia Beach here. This is July 8th and 9th. So next Friday and Saturday, we've got General Flynn coming out here. We've got Donald J. Trump Jr. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits. We've got Mickey Willis, Bobby Kennedy Jr., Sean Foyt. I mean, the lineup of speakers we've had, Jim Caviezel, it's all next level. It's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So it's 2 days. I mean, you're paying, and you can name your price. I don't think a lot of people know that. My wife and I, we do not derive an income or a salary at all from these events. And we do that because there's an urgency to this moment right now. We've got to get the truth out there now. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can join us in Virginia Beach, July 8th and 9th at timetofreeamerica.com. You request a ticket. Our team will call you. You can name your price. Or you can come join us at Rochester, New York in August. And again, you can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com.
Really important. I've got that actually up on the screen. If you're watching us right now, you can see the website and the countdown. 6 days, 21 hours, 2 minutes, and I'm going to run out of the seconds because they change every second. Clay Clark has been with us, Reawaken America. And also encourage you, he's got a book out as well called The Great Reset, The Great Reawakening. And you can subscribe at the website and receive a free copy of his newest book, The Great Reset versus The Great Awakening. And Clay, thanks. God bless you for all that you're doing, man. Continue to stay safe. I know you're traveling coast to coast consistently, and prayers for you and your family and for all you're doing. Stay with me for a second. I'm going to jump off air, but I want to talk to you for just one quick second. All right, folks, listen, starting on Monday, 8 a.m. to 11 Eastern, Monday through Friday, we're going to a 3-hour-a-day format. You don't want to miss a minute of it. We've got great stuff coming up for you. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.